So I'm very pleased to welcome again our guest speaker for tonight, Reverend Sister Wisuda, who follows the Theravada tradition. By way of introduction, Sister Wisuda has been a member of the Buddhist Society in the 1990s, so she has had some connection with us for some time. So she is a citizen of Australia and has been a scientist in Australia and Sri Lanka in the field of forestry and agriculture. So while she was a lay person, she followed the 8 precepts for 7 years from 1999 until her ordination as a 10-precept nun in April 2006. She received support from her son and devotees in Armidale, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and probably other places too. So if you, any of you, would like to support Sister Wisuda for her work and life as a nun, there is a silver bowl at the back of this hall for donations for this purpose. So again, as usual, we have about half an hour meditation followed by a talk. And if I get it right, the title of the talk when it comes is Looking Inward for Peace Within in Our Everyday Life. But first of all, I now invite Sister Wisuda to lead us, please, in our meditation for about half an hour and followed by a talk. And hope. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Hugh Sykes, for that wonderful introduction. Venerable Amaranatho, the committee members of the Buddhist Society of Western Australia, all the members of the Buddhist Society of Western Australia, dear friends, pious devotees, may all the bountiful blessings be with all of you to be well, happy and peaceful, be successful in all your endeavors, fulfill all your noble aspirations, and good evening to all of you at this beautiful, serene Dhammaloka Buddhist Center. And first of all, I thank the Buddhist Society of Western Australia for kindly inviting me to perform this guided meditation session and also followed by a Dhamma talk. And I am grateful to all that during Rains Retreat for that kind invitation. And I'm also grateful to Dulmini, who kindly brought me to the Dhammaloka Buddhist Center. Therefore, we all have gathered here today, this evening, Friday evening, to participate in a very highly worthy merit-making endeavor, that is to participate in a guided meditation session and also to listen to Dhamma. So be very happy that we all rejoice in this very fortunate moment going through calming the minds and listening to Dhamma. Thank you very much. And firstly, the first session is the guided meditation. Briefly to introduce, we all know what is meditation. Meditation is training, developing, and the purification of the mind. This meditation is to bring peacefulness, to establish purity of the mind. Why? Because we have to bring the mind to tranquility, just to let the mind become tranquil so that insights can arise in the mind. Therefore, we sit in meditation. What's the nature of this mind? This mind's is being blurred by all the sense impressions, all whatever that has becoming that has been coming in touch with our six sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, body, and all the mental impressions, and the five mental hindrances, such as our craving for sense desires, our anger, our restlessness and worries, dullness and skeptical doubts. All these five hindrances obstruct our mind becoming concentrated, calm, and it obstructs, it fully covers, darkens our luminous mind. Therefore, it's very important in meditation that we subdue this condition of the mind so that beautiful peace, fullness, tranquility arises in the mind, and we have progressive development of insights to understand the way it is in this existence, the way things are. So that is why we do meditation. And when we do meditation, especially today at Dhammaloka Buddhist Center, we are sitting here. This is to perform our sitting meditation. That is just to look inward, to purify the mind, to just know what is happening in the mind so that we are no longer attached to all our impulses, memories, thought processes in the mind, so that we develop, train, and purify the mind to know the way things are. So, first of all, let us start with our meditation. Today it will be about 25 minutes of guided meditation. Firstly, to start with meditation, we must feel how our body is. That is why our sitting posture, to sit comfortably in meditation when we start, it's very important that our sitting body posture is comfortable. Therefore, whether you sit on the cushions or meditation stool or chair, have a comfortable sitting, and then just what is vital is to keep the body erect and to bring mindfulness as the technique for developing mindful awareness of the in-breathings and the out-breathings. And to start with all that, bring the two hands on the lap with the two palms facing upwards, the right palm on the left palm. You all know the basic framework of meditation, and keeping the body erect, and with the two legs either in full lotus or half lotus position, or putting to the side, left side, whatever the way comfortable. And then slowly, slowly, we have to close our eyes so that we will only look inward in meditation to know what is happening in our mind, what is happening in our body, so that we know what is happening in this world around us. As we start meditation, what is important is to relax this sitting body posture. Therefore, just to relax the sitting body posture, firstly, bring mindfulness to the present moment. Just let go of our thoughts to the past and the future, and bring all the thoughts to this present moment, which is the beautiful moment. And just take few deep in breaths, few deep breaths to energize our body after a heavy day. Just breathe out, breathe in, taking all the pure energy from the cosmic environment into our bodies, mind, and within our breath, all our out-breaths. Just take all our impurities out and bring our minds to sacredness. Quickly just sweep the awareness through the body to relax all the body parts, starting from the top of the head up to the toes of the feet. Feeling the sensations and releasing all the tensions. As we relax this sitting body posture, just imagine that we are sitting in this nature. This whole body is relaxed in this nature. We are just part of this earth, part of this nature. Once this body sitting posture is relaxed, that's the entrance to meditation, developing mindful awareness on the in-breath and out-breath. When we start focusing our attention on the in-breath and out-breath, again, take few deep breaths to energize ourselves. Bring all the thoughts to the present moment. As in this meditation, we are going to develop mindfulness on the breath. Establish that mindfulness. Bring it to the appropriate place, which is the tip of the nostril, tip of the nose, or the upper lip. Then just focus on the in-breath and out-breath. Without forcing the breath, just follow the natural rhythm of the breath. As we focus on in-breath and out-breath, we feel the freshness of the air at the tip of the nostrils, on the upper lips. while we are meditating, if the mind wanders, just make a mental note and come back to the present moment. Just be ardently mindful and ardently alert, following the sensations of the breath to bring stability in meditation. As we start with meditation, our breath is too long and coarse. But as we go on, focusing on in-breath and out-breath, the breath becomes short and subtle. When breathing in a long breath, just know that I'm breathing in a long breath. When breathing out a long breath, just know that I'm breathing out a long breath. When breathing in a short breath, just know that I am breathing in a short breath. When breathing out a short breath, just know that I am breathing out a short breath. Experiencing the whole body breath, the whole body is breathing in. Thus I must train myself in this breathing in. Experiencing the whole body breath, the whole body breathes out. Thus I train myself in this breathing out. Calming the activity of the breath in the whole body breath. Thus I train myself in calmness while breathing in. Calming the activity of the whole body breath, I breathe out. Thus I calm myself in breathing out. as we are meditating, if a pain arises somewhere, just understand the nature of the pain without changing the postures. Look at the true nature of the pain, it's arising and passing away. As we look at the pain, it can appear somewhere else, or the intensity can change. We understand the impermanence and unsatisfactoriness of all these feelings, bodily activities. This pain is just the inherent nature of the body, which is suffering. I didn't invite this pain to come in this meditation. Therefore, how can I call it mine? Just understand the three characteristics of this nature, this sitting body. As we go on calming the activity of the breath, we become peaceful. Mind is calm. When the heart and mind are pure and calm, just bring boundless loving kindness to this mind, which is right now temporarily free of all the mental impurities. Just like a pure vessel, a jar is filled with pure water, fill the heart and mind with boundless loving kindness and compassion. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be free from enmity and danger. May I be free from mental and physical suffering. May I take care of myself happily. as we radiate boundless loving kindness to ourselves. We become a fortress of love. And all are developed throughout our bodies. We are ready to radiate this boundless love to all beings. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be free from enmity and danger. May all beings take care of themselves happily. May my parents, teachers, family members, fellow human beings, all beings near and far, all deities, all in all 10 directions, be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings in all 10 directions be free from enmity and danger. Free from mental and physical suffering. May they all take care of themselves happily. Now my mind is pure, calm, and full of energy with boundless loving kindness and compassion. As I train myself, develop my mind, purify my mind this way, to look inward all the time. Before we open the eyes, just look at everything. Within the mind. To feel the calmness of the mind. Purity of the mind. And just take the two hands before closing the opening the eyes to the middle of the chest, and just think, may I be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful, free from enmity and danger. Whatever merits I have generated now, may these merits be shared by all. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yes. Thank you. That was a short guided meditation where we looked inward to know what is happening in the mind, brought tranquility to let the insights arise in the mind, to know the way it is. And now our